Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob, and best of the season.
Right, indeed. We're just going into the nicest part of the season, so yeah.
And Vancouver won't have a white Christmas. Most of Canada won't have a white Christmas. Last year, we were under a foot or two of snow. Buses and trucks going sideways down the street. Now the ski resorts are begging for something white to fall from the sky.
Yeah, it's one of those very mild Decembers. And actually, I looked and the jet stream is visiting unusual cold upon China. So,
wow.
Bitter cold, so...
My friend Russ LeCate, the meteorologist, tells me Vancouver gets a white Christmas one in 11 years.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So nothing unusual for us, as I said, good mud boarding up on the mountains.
Yeah.
We're going to take a look at some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye. These are all from thetrendletter.com. Good friend Martin Straith, of course, is a friend of the show and is a frequent guest on This Week in Money with us. So our first headline, stocks bounce back from the worst day in months. They've had a really good year, haven't they?
Generally, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you had like the Dow Jones make new highs recently here. Now let's move down to the headlines below the bar there.
All right. And if we can just get our little...
with U.S. realtors.
Yeah, U.S. realtors face billions in damages for overcharging home buyers and sellers. That story goes back to the fact that commissions are split between the buying and selling agents.
Yeah.
And so there are lawsuits now saying, well, is the guy purchasing that property actually trying to get the best deal for me because the more it costs, the more commission he makes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There should be just an agreed set commission, and that's it. But, hey, it's been a very strong residential property market.
We have record population growth risks aggravating Canada's housing headaches, according to economists. Yeah.
Yep,
more people than houses.
Lots of empty space, and the conditions are such that realtors are not building houses. And then Trudeau's been bringing in supposed refugees. Well, that is just bringing in immigrants who will get into the welfare system and then vote for the Liberals. It's the same scam that the Democrats run in the States. So, and then, of course, all paid for by the taxpayer, has no voice in it.
Yes, and some of those immigrants are finding out Canada is not the land of milk and honey they were promised, and they're leaving for other countries.
When my grandfather came from near London, maybe 1905, he went to the Canadian immigration in London, and they were making out the forms, and then, of course, the question was, oh, have you been to Canada before? No. Oh, well, wouldn't it be a good idea to go to the center of the country? And Granddad said, yes. You know where the center of the country is?
Saskatchewan. Winnipeg. Well, Winnipeg,
and that was what they were doing.
Ah. Why not? Well, Winnipeg's a pretty good place.
Yeah, but it's a very cold place.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And even in Regina, you can get the tail end of a Chinook. They never make it to Winnipeg. Once
That's
it gets
right.
cold in Winnipeg, it stays yeah. there. The joke is 9 months of winter, 3 months of poor skating.
Yeah. Well, I was there for a year. The company I was with moved me there, and I saw an official 49 below Fahrenheit at the airport. No wind chill nonsense.
Weren't you driving some kind of an exotic sports car at the time?
I had the Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo sports car.
How did that like minus
parked
49?
Outside. No, I had it parked outside at the apartment complex. But they had plug-ins. So you had an electric cord. You plugged it in, and it kept your lower radiator hose warm. And then also there was a battery blanket. So I was only, you know, less than 10 minutes walk to work, and I thought, well, I got to see if I can get the record for starting an Alfa Romeo. So I started it up briefly at 49 below zero.
Yeah.
And then shut it down and walked to work.
When I lived to Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, the Honda Accord hated cold weather. I had a block heater,
yeah.
a battery heater, a yeah. dipstick heater, and an interior heater.
Oh, my gosh. You had a whole array of stuff.
Oh, yeah. And then it just barely... And also artificial oil.
Well, you mean synthetic oil.
Synthetic oil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, same thing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just wouldn't start.
Yeah.
Headline. Americans haven't been this optimistic about stocks since 2021.
Yeah.
Why the optimism?
Been a big rush. And... Now, often, Jim, you can get a financial, a good one going into December, January. And it's sort of uraniums and Bitcoin. And previous examples are like the Nikkei, the fabulous Nikkei when it was the only speculative market in the world in 1989. And the Japanese were buying, Pebble Beach. Some speculator bought Pebble Beach, and 6 months later he had a margin call, had to sell for something like a $350 million loss. But that was a unique bubble, and it allowed Japan to buy the world. And also part of it, I recall now, is that there was some kind of a warrant deal where speculators could raise infinite amounts of money. And then, bang, it was over. Well, that peaked on the last trading day of 1989. And then you've got other examples like the fabulous speculation in gold and particularly silver. I think the date on that one was January 21st, 1980. And then you had a very important bull market for the S&P. That peaked, I think that one was January 7th, 1973. So there is a record of if something great is going on into January, you might see an important high. And I think that's what we're going to get for the high flyers, like the uraniums and Bitcoin and stuff like that. Now, those two key items are very compelling groups, and if they roll, it could take the rest of the market with it. So we'll just watch and see how this develops.
Headline, Honda recalling about 4.5 million vehicles worldwide over fuel pump issue. And the problem is that fuel pump is located in the gas tank. That's going to be fun to repair, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it will be. Those recalls it shows something not quite in as they finish the product off in the design.
Now, Honda said it had no reports of injuries, but over 4,000 warranty claims, according to their own news release.
That's a hit.
Yeah, and the models include the Accord, Civic, CRV, HRV, Ridgeline, Odyssey, Passport, Acura.
Yeah.
Oh, in other words, Honda. All of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so the good thing is nobody's been hurt by it, but the problem is your engine can just suddenly stop because it's not getting any fuel.
And then we have the leader in Argentina.
Argentina's new leader orders major deregulation of economy.
Oh, yeah. He's the most libertarian leader I've ever seen. And he's the one that says, the smallest government is the best government. So, and he's actually acting on doing it. Although, you know, he's going to shut down a lot of government agencies. But the strange thing is he depreciated the currency by 50% or something like that. And that's the puzzlement I have. I can't figure out what that game is about. So,
Yes, Javier Milei, according to the story here, their inflation rate surpassing 160%.
Yeah.
40% of Argentinians live in poverty. So he's planning to change or eliminate some 300 rules via presidential decree, including rent and labor practices.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. This is unusually good stuff. But then I've never seen a libertarian in office before in any country.
Now, he warns that the modernization of these various laws will create an economic shock and the situation will get worse before it improves.
Yeah.
That happens a lot, I guess.
It's changing the system. Yeah. And also, the major shock will be probably the number of government bureaucrats laid off. Because, you know, they never get laid off. So that is going to be a shocker, yeah.
Well, good luck, Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we won't have to cry for you.
Yeah.
China bans exports of some rare earth processing technology.
Yeah, it says technology, not the rare earths themselves. So they must have something special in their extractive processes. But, hey, good mining and processing people can figure out ways to extract whatever they're looking for, whether how much of these rare earth and exotic minerals are going to be produced or discovered and produced in the States, who knows. But the electric vehicle story is dying anyway, so I don't think it's an issue. It's going to be an issue. Fascinating to watch as the gears change in this one. And EV sales, they've got storage lots with lots of these things parked. I guess they're going to leave them there until they all burn up on their own. Sorry for me being sarcastic.
Well, rare earths are totally vital to your smartphone. Some 43 different metals or minerals used in it.
Oh, yeah. No, you need
and
them
Canada,
for that.
I mean, China is the big rare earth producer on the planet. It's not the rare earths are so rare. It's that they're hard to process and you have to use sulfuric acid to do it.
Fine amounts when they are discovered. But,
yeah.
But the point is that electric vehicles has been a very, very expensive fad that has done considerable harm to the environment. And they're not over yet.
Saskatchewan and Quebec, two Canadian sources for rare earths that are being looked at and being developed.
Uh-huh.
Xi warns President Biden he will take Taiwan by any means necessary.
Now, that's very belligerent, and it's due to Biden being so weak. So, gestures at the moment. But that would be a real political storm on that one. Taiwan doesn't want to have anything to do with communist Beijing.
Regulator denies Trans Mountain variance due to pipeline safety concerns. The pipeline wanted a narrower pipe put into a small section of the pipeline because of the rocky conditions they had to go to. And, of course, Ottawa, look, the bureaucrats, they hate anything to do with fossil fuels.
Oh, yeah.
So they're just going to Even though the Canadian government owns Trans Mountain.
Oh, yeah. No, that was one of the Trudeau's whimsical buys where, was it something at $48 billion to buy Trans Mountain? I don't know. But it was a big number.
We'll have more with Bob Hoy right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Bob, you've been doing some work on junior gold miners. What has your work found?
Yeah, well, the Toronto GDXJ index was junior stocks. That's the XJ. And they all growed up like Kinross and whatnot to become big companies. And that's the whole point of buying a small one, is the hopes it becomes a big one. So anyways, we've been using the Toronto Venture Exchange as a proxy for junior golds, and I think it's pretty good. And now, so it came down recently to being very oversold, and then it sort of looked like it's set a bottom in here, and then as of today, it's jumped up to set the uptrend. Now, this is really very good because this is just the early stages of what could be a multi-year bull market for the gold sector. And within this, the exploration side could do extremely well. As you know, we've had a list of about 15 juniors of varying characteristics. But the point in that list was to cover the spectrum and distribute your risk. And the worst thing can happen is maybe one of them fails or becomes dead or whatever. But because I remember back in 1996, we were going into a good exploration market, and I got a list of five stocks, and one of them turned out to be Arequipa, which ran to $30. And, you get a couple of those winners like that, and you've bought a home up at Whistler or something like that. So anyways, yeah, this sector has been beat up. It's based, and it's now starting to turn up. And it's just early stages in a multi-year bull market for big golds, medium golds, and small golds. And if anybody wants that list, they can get in touch of our list of small cap golds.
Bob, little gold companies have really been beaten up over the past few years. Why are you optimistic they'll be picking up now?
We had a low possible for the gold sector in October. This generally worked out. But our work is not based upon gold up, dollar down. No. We take gold's real price. Gold divided by CRB commodity index. The commodity index reflects the cost of mining, and then that's more readily seen with gold divided by crude oil. You know, energy is about 60% of mining costs. So if you got crude oil and energy costs falling to relative to the price of bullion, you're making money in mining. So this is where as we follow it with gold divided by commodities or gold divided by crude, they're corrected recently, but now they're starting to move again. But basically, early years of a multi-year uptrend. And so what can happen here is the old mojo about buying golds because the dollar down, that's just speculation in foreign exchange. The real way to go at it is with the real price is where you're looking for a stream of increasing earnings for the sector when the rest of commerce and industry may not be doing so well. Now, this will compound because you're going to have some hotshot fund managers out there, equity guys, who normally wouldn't buy golds, but if they see two quarters of like GDX outperforming the S&P, hey, they're going to have to get in the hot sector. So this is where, as I say, over the next few years, we could have not just gold stocks going up, but gold stocks outperforming the averages. So it's going to be, if it works out, it'll be very happy.
Yeah, and one of the headlines that we are looking at, gold climbs to near three-week high on Fed rate cut bets.
Yeah, but that's the gold price in dollars, yeah, which I'm not paying any attention to.
Right.
Yeah.
But there is some kind of, I don't know, fire beneath the belly here that's raising
yeah
it up.
Yeah.
And they expect an epic Santa rally, Bob.
Oh, they always talk about the Santa Claus rally, and often it shows up. It could be part of what we discussed earlier in the show about where you can get a good rally in a sector into December, January. Mm. I prefer to look at it that way than specifically a Santa Claus rally, because sometimes the rally can continue into January.
And another headline here, California loses population for an unprecedented third year, and all these notable L.A. restaurants are closing. They can't afford the labor costs, and they say the actors and writers strike really hit them hard. They didn't have any business over the summer.
Right, yeah. No, California politically has been self-destructive. Absolutely radical politics screwing things. So whenever people are, ordinary people are just saying, I can't handle this, and they're moving to Florida and places like that where there is a more benign political atmosphere. So, yeah.
And finally, U.S. water utilities were hacked after leaving their default password at 1111. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Bob, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Yeah, Jim, good to be with you, and we wish our listeners all the best for this holiday season.
May Santa be generous to all.
Yes.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy, the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Find us on X at House Street. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.